שלום לכל הצופים והצופות, אנחנו בקוראים בזוהר.
Hello, everyone who's watching us, who's watching the show, all the viewers, we're reading the book of Zohar, we're continuing the scrutiny of those 14th commandments, and we'll start with the words of Dr. Michael Lightman. All that is said in the Zohar, it is said only about the connection between us. This net, this system that controls us, this network, how it is built, how it's organized, and how it's operating, whatever is above it, beyond the limits of it, we don't know it. We learn about it. We study about it in the preface to the book of Zohar. There's a material, and there's shape that clothes itself into this material, and how the system is affecting it and launching it. The desire to bestow, the material itself is the desire to receive, to get pleasure.
And
the system is the launching it. It has the desire, the intention to bestow. So the shattering occurred so that we would come to the desire to create this system, to restore the system between us, the system of love and unity. And it's simple. We sit here, we read, we learn, and we desire for, we wish for the system to get organized, to get created. Simply. And then, and the light, while we want it, it affects us. During the reading of Zohar, it affects us. So we read the book of Zohar, first part, general explanation of all 14 commandments and how they are divided into the 7 days of creation. Number 10, the fifth commandment comprises three commandments. First, to engage in Torah. Two, to engage in procreation. Three, to circumcise after 8 days. This is the verse of the fifth day of the work of creation. Let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures, and let fowl fly above the earth. In the fourth commandments thus far, we have completed the correction of Atzilut through Machin of Gar, of Zon, face to face. Through the first commandment, the fear of greatness, because he is great and rules over everything. We extended the correction of Upper Abba Ve'ima in the first verse in the Torah. In the beginning, God created. The interpretation of the punishment in the second verse, and the land was tohu, formless. And through the second commandment of love on the side of Hesed, mercy, we extended the correction of Ishsud, of Atzilut, that is in the verse of the first day of the work of creation. Let there be light. This is a light that was created in the 6 days of creation. Let there be light. This is a light that was created in the 6 days of creation, in which Adam saw from the end of the world to its end. Through a third commandment of the Shema reading, and blessed be the name of the glory, his kingship forever and ever, in the upper unification of Shema, we extended Mochin of Vak to Zeranpin and Leah through their ascent to Yishut. These are the six words of Hear, O Israel. We also included the concealing of the light in it, as it was said, and there was light for the next world of Yishut, and not for this world of Yishut. This is so, because it was hidden from Hazeh of Yishut and below, became dry land there. This extension is in the big letter Dalet in word Ehad, one. And Leah receives it because the rule is that any deficiency or screens are not in the male, but in the female of that pertsuf.
Through
the lower unification, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever, we sweeten the harsh judgment from the Hazay of Zeranpin and below, which extends from the verse of the second day of the work of creation. Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, in which hell, the harsh judgment, was created. This place is from the Hazay of Zeranpin and below. Through it is in the Nukva, Rachel, and not in the male, Zeranpin. The sweetening is through completion of the commandment of love. So we will be on both sides, even if he takes her soul. For this reason, we must assume the complete devotion in the Dalet in Echad prior to the lower unification, to complement the quality of love on both sides in extending the Mochin to Rachel's place. Since then, the lower Vak of the Mochin are drawn to Rachel in the six words, blessed be the name of the glory of his kingship forever and ever. And the harsh judgment becomes light, called black light. The upper unification is the verse, let the waters be gathered unto one place, and let the dry land appear. This is the first, it was good in the third day of the work of creation. The lower unification is the verse, let the earth put forth grass. This is the second, it was good in the third day of the work of creation. The fourth commandment is to know that the Lord, Havayah, He is the God, Elohim, to completely equalize the Nukva, Rachel, to Zeranpin, without any difference, through completion of the love on both sides in such wholeness that the harsh judgment becomes light. Also, there is no separation between black light and white light, because by completing the love on both sides, the black light becomes even more important. Thus, Rachel and Zeranpin truly united into one, and can both rise to Ishsut by their own strength. Through it, Zon are completely equal to Ishsut, because Zon, being coarser than him, is not a deficiency, but a merit and advantage over them. At that time, Zon received from Ishsut Mochin of Gar as well. And Zon become of equal level in one unification, face to face. This is the verse of the fourth day of the work of creation. Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven, where Nukva, Rachel, and Zeranpin are both equally included in the name Ahad of lights, which is Havayah, He is the Elohim. Thus, through these four commandments, we have now completed the entire correction of Atzilut. Through Zon, face to face, on an equal level. Now, we should copulate Zon once more by raising Man and good deeds. to draw mocking of the face to us from them. These are the three phases of mocking: Naran of Katnut, Naran of the first Gedlut, and Naran of the second Gedlut. They are drawn to us through the rest of the commandments. Naran of Katnut, the fifth day of the work of creation, are in the verse, "Let the water swarm with swarms of living creatures." The completion of the Katnut is in the sixth day. Also, Vak and Gar of the first Gedlut and Vak of the second Gedlut are on the sixth day of the work of creation. Gar of the second Gedlut is on the Sabbath day. 11. These are the three commandments included in the fifth commandment. 1. Engage and toil in the Torah daily, by which one acquires holy nefesh from the Zon. 2. Engage in procreation, by which one acquires holy ruach from the coupling of Zon. 3. Circumcise after 8 days and remove the foreskin from there, by which one acquires neshama from the coupling of Zon. Let's refresh our intention with the clip number 2. We're talking right now before our Congress. We're going through very special states. And we have, as much as possible, as quickly as possible, to use them and rise above them. Couple of steps towards the future. Hence, these days they are very important for everyone. For everyone, whoever participated in a congress physically or virtually. So everything that we have received during the congress, now we have to express it correctly as much as possible, to advance as much as possible, to work it through. And the processing of the states is in realizing the internal importance. What do we point our importance towards? We have revealed a small connection with the Creator, small connection towards spirituality. If I was born here in a new reality, in a certain matrix, when I lost myself and I am back into this flow of life, the regular life, the animalistic life, it's very important to rise. To rise above the material that is leading us. We want to raise and it drags us down, drags us back into these waters, the sea, to this abyss. And we have to strive and try to rise above. And the main thing is that we are together in this striving, and as we're together in a congress, and we have attained whatever we did only thanks to the unity, and we have received strength from above, and we have felt that there are things above the nature. So we have to continue like that. So that each shape, each quality of this egoistical desires that go through us, they also enter this new ascent immediately. And so we, each moment we rise and rise and rise, and we don't wait. We don't wait that these awakenings are being sent to us as burdenings and as addition of desires, of thoughts, and all kinds of confusions, this tiredness, as if and that it has to move with the help of sufferings but no, but the opposite. We have to continue each moment, and thus we don't have to wait for the collection of these pieces of gold, so to speak. It's very hard, and it's not respected. It's not respected, the fact that you leave the Creator. So let's gather together around the Book of Zohar and think how to obtain this help from above in order not to disconnect from each other. This unity, love, and connection to the Creator. We're continuing to read the Book of Zohar.
וכול אלו הם רק נרן דקטנות וזהו.
All these נרן are only נרן of קטנות. This is the verse of the fifth day of the work of creation. Let the water swarm with the swarms of living creatures. Let fowl fly above the earth over the firmament of heaven. Living creatures are nefesh. Let fowl fly is Ruach, and over the firmament of heaven is Neshama. We could ask, why did we not engage in drawing Naran of Katnut in Zon, while in our Mochin we must draw Naran of Katnut? So, because Zon are never deficient of anything from the Katnut, since this has already been corrected by the emanator himself. Hence, the beginning of extension is from Vak of Gedlut, through the Shema reading. Yet, we must correct everything by ourselves, since in one who is born, there is only nefesh on the part of a pure beast. He does not even have nefesh of Kedusha on the part of the Ofanim. Hence, we must always begin in Nefesh of Ketnut. Thus, we have explained the three commandments in the fifth commandment. The fifth is to engage in Torah to correct the Nefesh of Ketnut. The sixth is to engage in procreation to correct the Ruach of Ketnut. And the seventh is to circumcise oneself and remove the foreskin from oneself for the correction of the neshama of Ketnut. All these are the fifth day. Paragraph 12. The eighth commandment is to love the proselyte who comes to be circumcised and be admitted under the wings of the Shekhinah, to extend from there the nefesh of the proselyte from the Holy Shekhinah. By that, we draw for ourselves neshama from the body of the Tree of Life, the end and completion of our Ketnut. This is the verse of the sixth day of the work of creation. Let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, each as it should. 13. The ninth commandment is to pardon the poor and to willingly give them prey. By that, We cause the association of the quality of judgment with the quality of mercy above, since Bina partakes with Malchut in the bottom hay in Nikve Einaim and returns from there into me, which is Galgalta Einaim in lights of Nefesh Ruach. Her Ele descend to Zon. Zon returned to Galgalta Einaim in lights of Nefesh Ruach. Their Ele descend to Bia, inside our Naran in Bia. And we receive from Zon the lights of Vak of Gadlut. This is the verse, let us make man, the sixth day of the work of creation. Since Bina said, let us, and partook with Asiya, Malchut, to beget Vak from men. 14. The tenth commandment is to wear tefillin and to complement oneself in the upper form. By that, we cause the return of Gadlut above, when the bottom hay descends from Nikve Einaim to Pei once more, and the letters Eli return to their degree. When Zon raised their letters Eli from Bia to their degree, to Atzilut, our Naran rise along with them. Then we receive from Zongar of the first Gedlut, regarded as Moching of Neshama of the first Gedlut. This is the verse of the sixth day of the work of creation. And God created man in his own image. These Moching of Gar, of Gedlut, are drawn in the Tzelem of Ishsut, which is called Elohim, Chabad. The Mem in Tzelem is Chochmah, upper Abaveima. The Lamed in Tzelem is Bina, Ishsut. And the Tzadi in Tzelem is Dat, Zon. Also, they are the four portions in the Tefillin. First, sanctify is the Mem in Tzelem. Second, and it shall be when the Lord brings you, is Lamed in the Tzelem. Three, here is Hesed of Tzadi in the Tzelem. And four, and it shall come to pass, if indeed you listen, is Gvura of Tzadi in Tzelem. These are the four Moching of the Ranping in the head filling. The four portions of the hand filling are the four Moching received by Nukva of the Ranping, Rachel. It is the two times Tzelem presented in the verse, and God created man in his own image. In the image of God did he create them. In his own image applies to the head tefillin, the Tzelem of Zeranpin. And the image of God applies to the hand tefillin, the Tzelem of Nukva. This completes the Naran of the first Gedlut for a person, meaning Naran of the first Gedlut, Nefesh Ruach of the first Gedlut, through the commandment to pardon the poor, and Gar, Neshama Chaya Yechida of the first Gedlut, through the commandments of wearing tefillin. 15. The 11th commandment is to give tithing of the land. For this commandment, one is rewarded with receiving nefesh of light of Chaya from upper Abaveima. Since once a person has been completed with Naran Chai of the first Gedlut through the Tefillin, he should obtain the second Gedlut, the light of Chaya. This divides into four phases, Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya. And to obtain them, we were given the four commandments. One is rewarded with Nefesh by the commandment of giving the tithing of the land, since Eretz is considered Nefesh. As it is written, "Behold, I have given you every herb yielding seed upon the face of all the earth," said on the sixth day of the work of creation. Here he writes, "Behold, I have given," and it is written, "and to the sons of Levi, I have given every tithing in Israel." As it is tithing there, it is the tithing of the earth here as well. Let's proceed towards the clip.
כל כתבי הקבלה הם נכתבו אך ורק בתור סגולה בשבילנו. הם נכתבו למקובלים כדי...
All the writings of the Kabbalah are so that they can share in their attainments and toward us, it's only as a remedy, a סגולה. We need to receive it as such, and not as study, that there's not so much to learn. It's the remedy, the skula, that when I'm reading the material, and it's telling me about the concealed world, I am yearning, and giving all of the conditions. What is this yearning? It means that I am keeping these conditions that are required for this, that I'm keeping the conditions of connecting, and by connecting correctly, the book, the force in it is influencing me, and completing the connection, finishing it and organizing it in such a way that the Creator is revealed. All of the degrees that we attain afterward are the degrees of attaining the Creator. The Naran Chai of Naran Chai of Naran Chai.
By this, we end. Thanks for being with us.